Hello, I'm Teresa Ayers.
And I'm Janet Gallen.
And we're the Love Letter Squad.
And we are here today with another show about just that, love letters. We have another wonderful guest who will tell us a story and share with us the love letter that he has partially written. So, Craig, I'm just going to go right to you. Craig Hampton is our guest.
And how do you do?
Hello.
Good to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I wanted you to just start right in. Talk about, you said you wanted to talk about your wife. And there's something lovely about men who love their wives.
Yes. I think that I'm fortunate in that. I've married somebody that I'm still in love with. So that.
Can you tell us how you met her and what your courtship was?
And
okay.
My very good friend of mine that I'd known for a long time was dating this woman and met her a couple of times, very charming. So she mentioned one day that she's got a friend that I ought to meet. And I explained to her that I don't like blind dates. Oh, okay. And we see her a few more times, and she tells me again, you really should meet this friend of mine. She's a wonderful person, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, she says, well, you might want to know that she used to be a Pan Am flight attendant. And that resonated. She knew that my father had been a pilot for Pan Am for many, many years.
Oh, so it was on that familial.
Yes.
Not just that you'd know she was good looking.
Oh, well, that told me a lot. Because as far as she mentioned it, I said, oh, because I've been on a lot of trips with my father. The Pan Am flight steward is always crème de la crème. Mm-hmm. Educated, poised, smart, and, or else they wouldn't get the job. So that made me start to waver.
Can I ask, jump in here for just a second, because Pan Am hasn't been around for a while. What year are we talking about here?
This would be 1992 or so.
Mm-hmm.
1992?
1992.
Okay. Yeah. And so, in fact, my father had always told his sons that we're wasting time searching on all these girls we're bringing home. All we had to do was go on some of these trips. And they said, he says, Pan Am's already done the screening for you. And I'm not sure how much my mother liked that, but so when this woman mentioned that she had been a Pan Am flight attendant, I said, "Oh, okay." And she said, "Then you might like to know that she, in middle of her 40s, had decided to go back to school and get her nursing degree, something she'd wanted to do." And that also, wow! I mean, I
really
understand this. At the same time, she was raising two daughters by herself. Whoa. I mean, I'm getting impressed here. So I decided that I would...
Can I just say, what a nice man you are to be impressed by all that instead of scared.
Oh, no.
It's wonderful.
I think I'm aware of how difficult that was. So this is telling me that she's an attractive, intelligent, hardworking, and smart.
Yes.
And I always like smart. So I gave her a call. And we had several fascinating conversations. You know, you think it's going to be 5 or 10 minutes, then it turns out it's an hour, and you're not really aware of the time. Now, we decide we're going to have a date. Now, we're both very cautious.
After one conversation?
No, several conversations. Uh-huh. You know, I would like to say I'd be something smart mouth and say I gave her a break. I didn't decide to see her, but of course that is not true. I'd never get away with that. So we decide to set up this date, but we're both cautious. And we meet at this Thai restaurant in the city. And we set a time limit for 1 hour. This is it. So if it's a disaster, you know, we both can bail. Mm-hmm. No hard feelings. Mm-hmm. So long. So she's a few minutes late. And the funny part is that the Thai waitress there was very concerned because 5 minutes had gone by and she hadn't shown. And I keep telling her, don't worry. The worst is going to happen. I'm going to have a nice meal, have a beer, and I leave. So she
was she worried about you?
Yeah, she was very worried.
Oh, that's very sweet that you were going to be disappointed.
Me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I was the only one in the restaurant. I'm sitting at the bar. It's Royal Thai on Clement, which is since closed, but it was always excellent. So Shirley shows up, and she's a little late, and it's this and that, and little, but not an issue.
Did you know what she looked like beforehand?
Only
had
a
you seen
verbal
a picture?
Description. Uh-huh. I had no idea.
You hadn't seen a picture of her.
No picture, nothing.
But then she was the only other person in the restaurant,
well,
evidently.
Yeah. It's not like we're on down in Herman
Grand
Plaza
Central Station,
looking for
yes.
the person with the red hat on or something.
Right.
So she comes in. She's very attractive, got a nice, you know, all that stuff. We had a charming lunch, and it went well.
Did it last an hour?
Oh, it lasted over an hour. We decided that the 1 hour, well, we could be flexible after all, but not too much. You know, it's not things are going well and you know, in show business, things are going well.
Leave them wanting more.
That's right. Here we go. Let's leave on a high note.
Yeah, good so, for you.
We left. I'll mention that we had a second date. Now, on the second date, also very nice, we go to Golden Gate Park. We're in the Japanese Tea Garden. And she offers, hey, I'd like to take you for a drink. Mm-hmm. And now what I found out later was that she forgot her purse, her wallet. She has no money. Now she's, oh, how am I going to pay for all this? And I don't even know this guy. And not a problem. You know, I can loan you $20. Just sign a note, something like that. Make sure I know where you live so I can. But anyway, she's always remembered that. And every time anything like that happens, I have to remind her. I said, no, I knew this was going to happen. If she's short on a few bucks or something, I'll float you a few because, remember, I saw this right up front and married you anyway. So
how did that translate then to love and marriage proposal? And
well,
did that go straight smooth?
I did. We dated several years. I'm trying to think.
Oh.
Many, like 4 or 5.
Well, so you didn't rush in.
No. She really did not want to get married. She had been raising these two girls pretty much on her own and had not done any lot of dating because she had the girls to worry about. And when I met her, just was the second one was heading off to college. So now she could spend a little time with considering herself. And so we started dating more and seeing each other more. And you know, we didn't get married for like six years or 7 years.
What was the proposal?
She's tough. She was tough. We were talking about getting married. Well, and she looked at me one day, and I'm kind of, I don't want to have to like do this. You know, I might have to actually make a commitment. So she said, when we're talking about it, she just looked at me and said, well, you haven't asked. You know, called me right out.
So it's not that you were dating for 4 years because she didn't want to get married. You also were happy with this.
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, this was fine. I mean, I'm single, living in San Francisco, have a good job, this and that. What do I, you know, why would I want to ruin all of that with getting married? But when she looked at me as well, you haven't asked, you know, puts it right back on me. And I said, so we went to one of our favorite restaurants one evening, and I arranged for them when I had down there that afternoon to write, will you marry me, in chocolate on her dessert plate. So we're down there having a nice dinner and said, blah, 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 very nice, fringale. And, all the wait staff is all huddled around the bar waiting for this dessert to be brought. And so the waiter, whom we know fairly well because we go there often enough, brings the dessert plate and positions it just so you can read the will you marry me, and waits for the reaction. And she sees it and just looks at me and just starts to laugh, you know, like, you know, you couldn't just say, will you marry me? I said, well, yeah, here, I'll say it.
I thought you were going to say that she told the waiter that she would marry him.
Yeah, not sure who the request is from.
Exactly.
So she, and as I kind of think of it in a, you know, moment of lapse of judgment, did in fact agree to marry me. Mm-hmm. And one of her few lapses of judgment.
Is she smiling the way you do when she talks about you?
Yeah, that I'm not sure.
Oh, we have to find out.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, she and I are different in many ways. She reacts to things. She has her radar, and it's an emotional radar, as opposed to my radar, which is an intellect. But as I've seen on several instances, they mesh very well. Because
you would think.
We have the same situation, and she looks at it and has a certain take, and I have maybe a similar conclusion on somebody or some situation, but we do get there a much different way. She feels stuff.
So you learned from her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot?
I'm not sure she would say I've changed much, but I think I have. I'm not as... I don't let my temper run as much. I keep my mouth shut on something happens. Because I know she's not happy if I were to confront somebody on some behavior or comment. Okay.
but she still, I mean, it's like that. She knows you're keeping your mouth shut.
She'll tell me that I don't need to clench my jaws.
I was wondering, because I can see him clenching now as you're talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. So we have different approaches, and it seems to work well, because I've learned to not have a knee-jerk reaction of saying, nah, that, you know, that's not it.
That's nice.
I sit back and think about it a little bit.
And what she learned, would you say?
I don't know. I can't speak for her. I've learned that I can't do that either. Even if I'm right in what she might be thinking, oh, no, she makes it clear that she's quite capable of expressing herself.
Well, oh, that's fair enough. But, yeah. I mean, have you seen changes in her since? How long have you been married now?
Almost 10 years.
Okay.
We're waiting for the 10-year mark to decide whether it's going to take or not.
Oh.
She's not changed her name yet, but she keeps giving me the reasons of all of her certifications and educations and licenses,
mm-hmm.
Which seems to make sense. But of course,
it does, I think.
Yeah, but not for the library card. I think you could change that at least.
That's true.
No, not
have one little
we
card
changed
for
the library card.
A little token card, so,
something like that. Just to make the gesture.
Sure.
So, and then, you know, I got to know her girls, and that also was a lot. Both of, when we were dating, you know, I met her girls very much. We were going to the various college graduations and things like that, and they're both wonderful people, fine people.
It's so nice. It's wonderful.
And I thought that spoke highly of her.
Yes.
Because raising them by herself was difficult. Both the girls are different people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not peas in a pod. If you look at them, not only are they physically different, but they're things that they like to do and their strengths and weaknesses. She was able to, to work with that. I asked her how she could know mm-hmm. when to be hard and when to be easy. And she had no answer except whatever felt right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, something worked, because look at them. Just, you know, they're both.
It's so wonderful that you see all that.
Well, maybe that's
and why
benefit
you love
of being
her?
A little older and a little wiser.
Now, is this your first marriage?
No. And that's another reason I wasn't eager to get married. I was single for 11 or 12 years,
mm-hmm.
And so was she, at least that, maybe longer. So neither of us was interested in getting married. You know, you hear about people that get married within a year mm-hmm. or maybe two. I don't know. I didn't ever feel the need, and I was quite comfortable living alone. Preferred it. So that was fine for both of us. It was mm-hmm. just at some point, we're both older, we've both been doing this, we've known each other pretty well, now we decide whether it makes sense to get married or not. And it did.
I can see that. This is when we need one of those television moments,
uh-huh.
like you're saying,
uh-huh.
just so we can see that face and that smile. Okay, someday.
We
ever have a TV show?
We were talking the other day with the girls were there. We're doing some Mother's Day, whatever. And one of the blessings we were talking about is we're twice blessed. First, that we're all blessed and fortunate. And we make a distinction between lucky and being blessed. And in this case, we're blessed to have so much. Good family. I come from a large family. I get along with all of my brothers and sisters, and how fortunate I get along with my brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law. We recognize how fortunate that is. I get along with my girls, and I get along with my son-in-laws. Nice people. So we're talking about how blessed we are for that. But the second blessing is to be aware enough that we have this blessing.
Absolutely.
And that way we appreciate it. Because we all know people that are very fortunate in life that don't seem to understand that they are.
Yes, that's right.
So what's the difference between blessings and luck?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Blessings are something that God gives you.
Mm-hmm.
Luck is something that happens by the chance of the universe. And so you can be walking along and you can find $1,000 bill, and that's lucky. But when God says, here's somebody that is good to you,
yes,
that's a blessing.
Yes.
Blessings don't have to do with finance or...
Right. I can see that you're saying the blessings are the emotional and spiritual...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm blessed to have good brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Not everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else? She's got such good girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are good things to have. Money's nice, too, but that's more of a thing that's good fortune rather than a blessing.
Yes. So when you talk about you get along with your sons-in-laws,
mm-hmm.
is that these girls'
husbands?
Husbands, okay.
Yeah. They're good people, and you would expect that, I think. they had a difficult childhood in that there wasn't a lot there in financial issues for you, but they certainly were very fortunate in having a mother that spent a lot of time on their upbringing.
Mm-hmm. Now, she was flying when they were little?
No.
Oh.
She was, that was many years earlier.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She resigned from Pan Am because she was making too much money. That was her explanation. I mean, I'm aghast. You know, I have a master's in economics. What do you mean, too much money?
There's no such thing.
Because she would go away for a week or 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Company pays for all of your living expenses, and she'd come back. She's based out of San Francisco, and here's a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
But that was before she had children.
Yes, before she got married and all of that. And then 5 days later, she's off again. All living expenses paid. And she'd come back, and here's another paycheck.
I'd like an arrangement like that.
Yes, you know. So you're making too much money, and she was.
Sounds lucky.
Yes. And she's, you know, she grew up in Argentina, and so is fluent in Spanish. She went there when she was 10. And, you know, was in a bilingual school. Mm-hmm. Half the last day is in English, half in Spanish. So that was one reason that Pan Am hired you, was one of the things you must have as a requirement is a second language. But she thought this was not right. This is in the 60s. Oh, she's in her heart, she's a hippie, but on the outside, she's this corporate person, you know.
So does she practice nursing now?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, she got her degree right about when we met and started her work and has then gone on to specialize in oncology. So not only does she have a bachelor's degree, then she got her nursing degree, and then she went and got her oncology certification. So she's also a OCN. And that oncology certification, I tell you, I can't even pronounce the words that are used in the questions that I've seen these. You can't even say them. There's 5 and 7 syllables.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very complicated job.
Well, she sounds like an amazing woman. I can't wait to hear what you've written.
Just a moment. I'll take a moment to remind our listeners that this is Love Letters Live. We're here every week at this time. Hope you'll join us. You can also catch our past programs on our website, which is www.lovelettersquad.com. And Janet will spell it out for you.
I will, because I like those things to be really clear. You know how it is if you miss one digit. So it's LoveLettersQuad.com. And everyone can spell calm.
Yes.
Okay.
We hope.
So I'm just formally going to say who gets your love letter today.
All right. Took a few notes.
Good. Read us what you have.
Shirley, this love letter is to tell you publicly how much you mean to me. We have different approaches that seem to work well in facing the challenges that life throws at everyone. I've learned to value your opinions and insights into people and situations. I look at your two girls and see the result of your caring, being firm when necessary and always supportive. I see two different people who are happy in themselves, self-reliant, confident, educated, and following paths in life that provide each other with a feeling of helping others. They are excellent mothers of our grandchildren, and I have to think that one reason is that they have such an excellent role model in you to follow. This love letter is necessarily going to be short because you know how ill at ease I am at this sissy stuff.
Nice.
I told you once that I'd rather have a root canal without anesthesia rather than sit down and talk about feelings. But I'm doing this because I want you to know what a wonderful person I think you are and how fortunate I am that we are married. I love you. Craig.
That's wonderful.
Beautiful.
That is just wonderful.
Pithy.
Yes, and so wonderful that you talked about not wanting to say the sissy stuff.
Well,
so I'm curious. I mean, I'd like to sissify it a little. What would the sissy stuff be?
Oh, this is borderline, you know. But when you talk about all the feelings and things like that, I don't think men are always that comfortable.
That's
right. Women are much better at this because you learn when you're children on how to resolve issues.
Yes.
When guys learn how to resolve issues, it's toe-to-toe, and after that, shake hands, and it's done.
That's right.
We don't talk about how we feel.
And we're genetically different. But you said so many things before. I was just wondering, because she is an emotional,
yes,
feeling, intuitive person, would she like to know some of the things about her that just knock your socks off?
Oh, I'm sure she would.
Like, I mean, how gorgeous she is.
Oh, she's
and
a beautiful girl, a woman.
And what your favorite dress is, and does she cook? And
oh, well.
Does she?
Oh, she's got all of these qualities. She's very attractive. Her hair is turning silver, and it looks wonderful.
Well,
I think.
Where's your pen?
Well, should I include
I think so.
Silver hair?
Yes, your hair is turning silver, and it looks wonderful.
Oh, it's quite distinguished.
It's quite distinguished, and you're gorgeous. And
I was wondering, would it be,
I'll add gorgeous.
Would it
gorgeous
be justified to tell her your first impression when you saw her in that Thai restaurant?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, I think she might have known when I stood up and my face showed. Oh.
Oh, how lovely that you're saying it that way. So why don't you just make another page,
okay,
and, like, write that down.
I am.
Thank you, Teresa.
Because we go for the specifics, and the compliment is that you remember.
Right. And what we say is, a good love letter says hello.
Mm-hmm.
A great love letter changes lives. And sometimes those changes are just even for a moment, like the smile on your face as you're writing that down.
Wow.
You know, or what she's, and especially, I think, being married to a man who says, I'm not really good at the feeling stuff. And the fact that you've gone so far out of your way to do it is,
oh,
like,
wow,
an extra gift.
We went out the other day to the symphony, and she's got this little outfit on. And I won't mention her age, but she does not look anything like it. She's still got that, what's the right word, a very fashionable look, you know. And,
okay, down on the paper.
Yeah. Now, this isn't sissy stuff. This is fact.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I'm not right. We're not suggesting you say I'd crumble and turn to dust if you left the house for 3 days, but
no, I wouldn't. I'd be able to watch all the TV
that's
shows.
That's right. Exactly. But I think those observations, you know, the gift,
yes,
that you noticed all these little things, and there's something about having it on paper in your handwriting.
Yes.
That is, and you know who else will benefit from this someday?
You mean the grandchildren?
Yes.
Yeah, they're
what are they going to know about,
yes,
grandma? They're going to
know. I
thought
about that, yes.
Good for you. Okay.
Because love letters aren't thrown away.
Uh-huh. And, one of the things that drives her about me that drives her crazy, and I say one because the list grows, but I am a fan of Sherlock Holmes. And,
oh, good.
You know,
okay.
There Sherlock Holmes always is talking about people see, but they don't observe.
Uh-huh.
And so when I was a kid and reading these stories, I started to notice things. Drives her nuts because I will notice somebody's shoes aren't this way or whatever it might be. Or days later, I'll remember that something happens.
Okay, but then now you're turning this very talent that can feel a little malevolent when it's used.
Yes.
You know, in one way.
Not a positive.
Turning
way.
It into gold.
Oh, I notice what she does.
So if you write those things down and say, here are the things I notice about you. Here's what I remember. I remember how I felt the first time you walked in that restaurant, and I had to wait there 10 minutes for you to get there. And so I had time to think about it. You know, that kind of,
yes,
a thing.
Yes. So when she came through the door, not only was the cute little Thai waitress named Tom, which we've not figured out how T-O-M is,
right,
and it was relieved. I was relieved in a different way. Not that she showed, because that's, but boy, does she look nice.
Well, that's, you know, I was so relieved, because boy, did you look nice. I mean, just, we say, just how you say it,
mm-hmm,
is the gift on the paper. And, well, yeah,
and it sounds like she's still gorgeous looking.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't just her face, which she's very attractive, but she had this very bright, open.
On the paper.
Yes, yes.
Everything on the paper, and that's what makes a great love letter. And your grandchildren are going to know something important about her, and that is how grandma was loved so passionately. And they're going to know something about you, which is,
well, I love the grandmother.
Yes, that you were a man who was able to love so completely and was so good at it. And that's a nice pedigree for them to come from, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so you can see the way she deals with the granddaughter who's 4, mm-hmm. will soon be 5, as she tells us all the time. I haven't asked her yet if there's, because she doesn't know her numbers yet, if there was a way to skip going from 4 to 5. Maybe you could go straight to 7, because that would make her go back and think for days, and then right. I get a question again. So, but and then the grandson who's 1+, he's, you know, again, they're both different, but you know that they're going to be one of the good people, because you can see the way their parents deal with them. They can see where their grandparents deal with them. And
all that goes into the pot, yes.
Yes. No.
And children being loved makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so
I have some notes that I can incorporate into my love letter here.
Yes, do you want to tell us the notes? You had some other little things that you wrote down. Do you want to share that with us?
Well, I was going to mention, you know, the reaction to when I first saw her, how nice she looked,
yes.
and that open look, that I think she's gorgeous.
Yes.
But I'm sure I'm not the only one. And I tell her about her hair, because she wasn't sure she wanted to leave it silver or not. And I thought it looked quite nice. She carries it well, too. It just looks right. And then she's got a wonderful sense of fashion and style that she still does. Takes care in her appearance, which I don't know that everybody does that, but it always, you can see that the result of it.
How do you feel when you're with her and she's looking gorgeous and stylish?
Well, I don't think people pay too much attention to me.
But how do you feel?
It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I'm proud of her that she's...
That's the part I think that she's at, yes.
That she works hard at it.
Mm-hmm.
She's careful about what she eats. She does her exercises. It's no accident.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, that this happens.
So you admire all this diligence,
yes.
and discipline.
And
now,
that dedication and commitment is something that she puts into everything she attaches or attacks.
On the paper.
And
by the way, you may not want to put all of this in this one love letter, because you might not want to do an 8-page love letter. But shouldn't you be writing it all down anyway, so that you can go over your list and decide which things you want in this letter, and maybe see how it goes? If she's so thrilled at this gift, you might want to do it again.
Of course, sure.
And then you could use the rest of the things and say, you know, I've thought about some other things about you, too. Now, what you talked about her being very smart.
Yes. She understands things like, bang, you know, I learn differently than she does. We both have advanced degrees, et cetera, but her approach is she just seems to get it.
Okay, down on the paper.
Yeah.
It can be annoying, because I read something several times.
Okay, so annoying, but still I know you're smiling, but just one of those things that you don't have, but how wonderful and admirable it is. That, yeah.
The other thing is she's a wonderful cook. She starts from scratch. When we first started dating, she was horrified to see my pantry, which was full of packaged things and mm-hmm. frozen dinners, etc.
Down in the paper.
Already noted.
Okay,
so,
good.
So the business about writing more than one love letter, I think you have, for lack of a better word, fodder for a number of anniversary love letters,
yes.
birthday love letters. But as Janet and I always say, you don't need a special occasion to write a love letter. Sometimes the best love letters come as a surprise, just because love letter.
Well, this is a surprise. She has no idea
Good.
That I'm doing this.
Okay.
In fact, I'm not even sure I should tell her.
No, you shouldn't.
No. Oh, no, you shouldn't. And how are you going to get it to her?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I've got to figure it out.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, we don't do the hiding and stuff like that. I think I'll just have to tell her that she's got to listen to this broadcast.
Oh, well, yes, she should, for sure. But shouldn't she get this letter first?
Ah. Well, I can always do that.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
because the letter is the stunner of the gift.
Yes.
You know, the broadcast will be fun after, but we always say get the letter out there first.
I'll give her the letter beforehand,
yes.
and then tell her.
Now, will you mail it, or will you hand it to her?
I'll hand it to her.
Okay. And when you hand it to her, what will you do?
Well, I'm going to have to decide whether I need to give any jewelry with it as well. But
that's always nice.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. For some reason, she's not really... I thought she would change her mind after we were married for a while. I'd like to give her jewelry and things like that. And she always says, no.
Okay, so that's a real indication that this is going to be an extra gift. I wasn't asking for which thing are you going to give with it. Which is so sweet that you interpreted it that way. I meant, are you going to stand there? Or are you going to leave the room?
Because Jen has an answer for that.
I'll have to think about her reaction. I can see that she would not like me watching her.
There you go.
She might be on.
Yes, bravo. Yeah. That's exactly why you have to leave the room. It's to be read in private. Love letters are private.
Yes.
You know?
And with that, we have to thank you very much for your time, because we're running...
I wish we could talk more, but we can't. Okay.
You're welcome.
We're at the end of our program, but Craig, we thank you very much for your insights and for sharing the story with us and our listeners. And we encourage our listeners to tune in every week and to put your loving thoughts into words and send them while you still have the chance.
Yes, and you men who love your wives, put it on paper and send it. Sign it and send it.
Right.
Thank you.
So thanks to all our listeners. Thanks to Craig. So until next week, this is Teresa
and Janet
saying bye-bye. Bye.